Hi guys.
Welcome back.
Yes, episode two. This is so exciting.
We are excited about this one. We feel passionate about it.
Hence the title, Passion with Purpose.
Disclaimer, I just spent my day at clinical and rushed over to
And
Kayla's.
she's had two cups of coffee, so she is on
I
one.
have the post-clinical adrenaline, just feeling like
I
yapping.
love this type of tea, though. We could yap for hours.
You guys are really gonna experience what it's like to be on mine and Kayla's phone calls this episode.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, we're
I'm
gonna,
excited. We're really just today just going to be talking about how important it is to one, just love the passion that you're here to do and how to figure that out because it's so much easier said than done.
Finding out what you're passionate about, but also talking about purpose and how you always have purpose. So we really just hope it speaks to you. This is really for everyone.
Absolutely.
And we just actually kind of wanted to start off by sharing, each of us sharing a little bit of how we came to nursing. This is like we've always bonded over how we're both so
I know.
passionate about what we're pursuing. So we thought we'd share with you guys.
Yeah, I'm
And
excited.
we didn't even
Well,
talk about who's gonna
I
share
know. I was like, do
first.
you want to go? I'll go first. Yeah.
Okay.
I've told this story. I think everyone who knows that I'm in nursing knows that this is kind of my testimony of why I became a nurse. But for those of you that don't, I'll just give you a short little background. But when I was 16 or 15, it was 2 weeks before my birthday, my dad passed away. And I remember just being in that hospital really young and kind of that feeling when you know something really bad is happening and you. I just remember sitting down with my mom on the couch that night and I was like, this isn't good. You know, I just knew that my life was just not going to be the same and I wasn't going to have my dad around. And I was hopeful, you know, there's always times, but when you kind of just know in your heart when you're that young, you're just like, I don't know, this doesn't seem good. So I spent the whole time in the hospital looking for ways I could help my whole family. And I just noticed that. When I was helping or trying to help my whole family in that situation, God was putting it on my heart in that moment to be a helper. And I didn't know that that was the moment that that stirred up a passion for nursing. And the nurses were so great. I mean, when my dad passed, it was a room just like God was in that room. But like the nurses were crying, we were all crying. It was a very hard moment. And I was 15, I was so young, and my little sister was so young. And losing your dad or a parent or a sibling, anyone that's close to you, is so hard. And but turning it into something or trying to turn it into something really beautiful, can be really beneficial. And is nursing my only passion or purpose on this earth? It's not the only thing that defines me, but I think it is so special. How I can help others. And I wake up every morning so excited to just help others. And I'm just really excited every day to get closer and closer to being that person for another person. And it's not easy to tell someone, you know, that their loved one might not make it. And being that person, that takes a really special, I don't know. Type of person to do that. And even I get really nervous. I'm like, how can I be that person and tell that information to someone that's really difficult? So, yeah, I kind of am blanking a little bit. Just it's a hard story to tell sometimes, but I'm just really excited to continue my journey with that. So,
Thank you for being
you're
vulnerable.
welcome.
When you share that story, it just like reminds me, because that is such a hard moment, but how amazing that God brought probably one of the hardest moments of your life and turned it into something beautiful, like you were saying, and brought this passion out of you. And anyone that knows you just knows that you are the most compassionate person ever.
Thank you.
And you know, a lot of it is probably because of like how you saw the nurses and just like even before I met you, like the first day you walked into like our med-surg skills class, like you don't even have to get to know you to know that you're just like so passionate about what you're pursuing. And like
Oh,
even
thanks.
people, like when you get to know your story, you can see just like why and it just like radiates off of you that compassion. Like Kayla is the most intentional person with her patients and cares so much about them.
You're so sweet.
And so
Thanks,
I can
Taya.
just see how God has worked through your story.
Yeah.
And I think that's really amazing.
I know. Thank you so much. That's so sweet to say. I think about all the time. I'm like, oh, I wish my friends have met my dad. I mean, you guys would have got along so well. And I think that's so sweet. Thank you for saying that.
I love hearing all your stories
Aw,
about him.
Yay.
Makes me
smile. Well, that's so sweet. Well, you can share a little bit about your story. Sorry, that was long.
No, that was not
I was
at
trying
all.
to give like a summed up version, but also it's such a big part of my life. And I
of course.
Tend to sometimes just, you know, when really big things happen in your life, sometimes you don't talk about it that much. So when you do, you're like, oh,
yeah,
you know.
And even just like thinking about, I feel like a lot of people ask you like why you chose nursing. And it's like, sometimes I don't think about it that often. Then I'm like, I know there's a reason, but like, it's like, I just don't have it off the top of my head.
There's so many reasons that come into play. Like, I'm like, my mom's a nurse and she's came home every day and I'd love to hear her stories. So I'm like, that's a little part of it.
Right.
Oh, you know, people who took care of my dad. I'm like, they put that passion too. And I'm like, oh, I just want to help other people.
Yeah.
And then there's like the other factors of, oh no, I just find it very interesting. There's so many things
totally.
That can put that on your heart of why you want to do. So
that's how I felt when I was kind of thinking about my why. I was like, oh, there's so many different pieces that just came together, and how am I supposed to share just one part? But one of the big things when I thought back is growing up, my parents always told me and my brother, like, whenever you choose your career that you want to pursue, make sure it's something you love, because you're going to have to go to work for a long time and you're going to have to go every day.
Yeah.
And so make sure it's something you love doing and you actually enjoy and you're passionate about. So I just always had that on my mind whenever I was thinking about what I wanted to do growing up. And my dad was like such a perfect picture of this for me. He's a fireman and he loves his job so much. Like, just the picture of what it looks like to be passionate about your job. And it just shows in the way he is respected at work, and he has such good relationships with the people he leads. And my dad would always tell me, because I know it sounds kind of unrealistic, like, to completely love your job, and he would always tell me, I don't like going to work every day, I don't like waking up at 4 a.m. every day and driving to LA, but at the end of the day I love my job. Like, I feel passionate about what I'm doing. And so I just always would think about him, like, can you define this?
Yeah.
And then, kind of funny, but the other thing that comes to mind is in eighth grade, my friend and I think it was around eighth grade, and my mom was driving my friends and I to church, and me and one of my friends were in the very back seat. And I don't even know how we got on the conversation, but we were just like, we should just be labor and delivery nurses. Like, that'd be so great.
Wait, really? Yeah. I didn't know that was the story. I thought you just always, okay, wait, I'm excited. Okay. Keep going.
Have I not told you this?
No.
Oh my gosh. So then we yelled up from the very back. So you were like, I was like, Mom, we're going to be labor and delivery nurses. And she was like, I love that for you guys, but you need to watch a birth first before you, like, say you want
to. So true.
And so I don't think she meant for us to do this, but we literally looked up on YouTube in the backseat on our way to church, like, live birth.
Oh, gosh.
Watched a live birth. And then after that, I was like, yeah, I still want to do this. And so...
a lot of people look at that and they're like, yeah, never mind. Maybe not this specific specialty.
Yeah. And so I feel like after that, it's just like, kind of like this podcast, like, just ran with it. And I would have moments where I was like, okay, well, what else would I do if I didn't want to do nursing? And just nothing ever stuck.
Yeah.
And I can, like, genuinely say I've never felt closer to Jesus than when I'm helping somebody else. And when I'm like, even just at clinical. And
That is so, I love that. And I love that because they're two completely different stories.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that you have to lose someone to find what you might be passionate about. But I think even the smallest, cutest story just puts that on your heart to be like, oh, yeah, that is what I'm meant to do. And it almost, for some reason, reminds me, I always see this picture on Instagram. And it's like that little girl holding that little teddy bear. And then God behind or in front of her holding a bigger teddy bear. And she's like, I don't know. Like, it's like kind of hard to trust. Like, I don't know if I can just trust you with this. Like, this is a big commitment. Or like, I don't know if I want to trust you with this passion because I don't know if it's for me. Like, you know, having that question, like that questioning. And he's just behind with like such a bigger purpose and such a bigger passion.
Wow.
Right? Like, I think that picture can be applied to honestly anything.
That's
but
so
I was like,
good.
maybe that kind of does go together a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's so cool.
Yeah, it's so cool just to hear about how people came to what they're doing. Like, just everyone has such unique stories.
Yeah. Oh, they do. And I think everyone can relate in nursing school when you are in a theory class. It only happened, I think, the first couple terms. But the teacher would go around the room and be like,
yes.
What's your name? Why did you choose nursing school?
Yeah.
And I think I remember half the class saying, my mom did it. And I don't know. I just didn't think of anything. So I just chose nursing. And I was, and like in my seat, I'm like, I don't know if they said that because they were like nervous or
yeah,
if they
just like
genuinely, it was just a quick answer. But then it got me thinking, I was like, well, if we're only doing it because of other people, or like not, we don't feel it in our heart ourselves that we want to do something, like, is it for us? Like, is it the right thing for us? How do you know?
Like,
you know,
I think a lot of times family members do inspire us to do something,
absolutely,
which is so amazing, but at the end of the day you have to find a passion for it for yourself, because your family member is not going to be the one caring for your patients. You
right,
are the one that
you
has to
are
show up to your shift and care for your patients.
So
so
true.
That can't be like your only reason. Like, it
right,
can kickstart you, but then is that actually what you're passionate about?
Right.
So
the question that comes to mind when we talk about that is, would you still do that job if the next day you weren't going to get paid?
Yeah.
Right? Like,
That's
would you
really
still
good.
do that job if money wasn't a factor? I mean, I would wake up every morning and help people all day long.
Right. Like, what drives you?
Like, I just, that's what I'm here to do, and that's what I love.
Yeah.
And I would do it without getting paid. I would volunteer.
Yeah. And you're going to have to do this for a long time.
Yeah.
So, like, make sure you have some passion behind it.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And I do think the question that a lot of people have are, okay, well, that's easy to say, but how do I know if something's for me? How do I know if this profession that I'm doing is the right one for me? And I think the question that I've asked you before is, like, God always said, like, you know, when something's for you is when you just find peace with it and you run with that peace. But then when something bad happens with that profession, whatever it is that not from God then, if it's not peaceful?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's something that's very dependent on every situation. But I think whenever someone brings something like that up, the first thing that always comes to my mind is the story of Jesus in the boat during the storm.
Oh, it's good.
And how the storm was going on and Jesus was sleeping in the boat and
right,
he had peace. And even though there was a storm, he never said that we weren't ever going to experience hardships on this earth, because this world isn't perfect. But he did promise that he would always be with us.
Right.
And that he will be our strength. So I think it's more about, like, because no job is ever going to be perfect. There's always going to be things about jobs that, you know, we don't love or
oh,
feel
absolutely.
Great about. It's about letting Jesus be our peace in that. And
Yeah.
Even when things get chaotic and crazy, wherever you're at, like,
especially in school, like, every
yeah.
day, chaotic and crazy.
Yeah, it's like, and so just because nursing school is really hard doesn't mean it's not for you.
Right.
Like, I don't feel peace every day about
oh
nursing
my gosh.
school.
There's been times
I know,
actually where I've woken up and I've not
really?
Questioned if I shouldn't do nursing school. It was more like, I don't know. I was like, is it the right fit? Why am I struggling so much?
100%.
Like, with tests, I was like, specifically, and
100%.
I think you do a whole episode on tests,
Oh,
test
we
taking,
definitely will.
but in the anxiety that comes with
Yeah.
it. But I just remember being like, I just feel like this should be, you know, it should come easier because I'm interested in it, and I don't understand why I'm doing so poor on these tests. Like, I really feel like I know the information. I've studied, like, my heart and soul out on these exams, and I'm doing the worst out of everyone, and I study the most. I was like, how is this possible? And I was like, I'm not cut out for it. This is not for me. And then it took me so long to realize that I was like, that is so your head just, like, trying to, that is like the enemy just trying to take what is meant for you and just, like, throw it out the door. Like, he's just like, no. And then you have that other, like, it's kind of like the devil and the angel on your shoulder. The angel's like, no, you can do it. And if I didn't have that angel on my shoulder and I didn't have, like, that little voice of God in myself, and I feel like my dad speaks to me all the time. If I didn't have that little voice being like, no, Kayla, like, keep going. You have to keep going. You're gonna experience hardships. But if you don't have that voice, from whatever it is, then yeah, you probably will give up right there. But I think it's the hardships that get you and push you through. And then at the end, when you're walking across the stage and you get your nursing degree, you're gonna be like, it was all worth it,
Oh
you
my
know?
gosh. Yeah. Like, it's gonna be hard, but is it rewarding for you at the end of the day? Like, I have
Right.
days where I'm like, I feel like I can't do this, but then at the end of the day, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I'm learning to be a nurse right now, and that feels so rewarding.
Yeah.
It's like what my dad said, like, I don't like going to my job every day, but at the end of the day, I love what I'm doing and I
Right.
feel passionate about it. But obviously, there's things, if like, that's why every situation is different. Like, if it's like a
Absolutely.
toxic work environment, or like, I don't know, everyone's situation.
Right.
But
If you're seriously dreading every day to get up and then you're dreading throughout the whole day and you're like, I can't wait to go home. I mean, I'm at clinicals and I'm on the floor. I'm like, I can't wait to go home. I mean, that's not what I'm saying. You're not gonna be like, they're not gonna have to drag you off the clock. I mean, as soon as that clock hits,
It's
beep.
just like,
Light went out. Sorry, guys.
yeah. We're just figuring this whole podcast.
Light went out, but
The
it's
show must
okay.
go on. I remember to charge the camera, but not the light.
It's okay.
Okay.
Busy day. You had clinicals.
Yeah.
All right.
Grace. Grace
Yes. We keep going,
pressure.
even in the darkness.
Oh my gosh. I just think it's about not expecting everything to be perfect about a job. And just because something you don't feel 100% perfect every day about a job doesn't mean it's not for you. That's not realistic.
Right.
So,
So true.
yeah. Hopefully some of that resonated. We
I
do
hope
have
so.
some scripture we wanted to read too. Should
Yeah,
we read that?
here.
It's first, or no, it's all Colossians 3. The first verse is Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And then Colossians 3, 22 through 24. Don't work only while being watched as people pleasers, but work wholeheartedly, fearing the Lord. Whatever you do, do it from the heart as something done for the Lord and not for people, knowing that you will receive the reward of an inheritance from the Lord. You serve the Lord Christ. And I feel like we really, I don't know if there's
I
somebody
love
out
that.
there, whether you're in nursing or you don't know what you're doing with your life or what God has for you, or you don't feel purpose right now, like, we just kind of want to speak on that.
Yeah.
Because we're talking a lot about passion and purpose in like the same lingo, but we want to
Right.
talk about how, we're passionate about things. We're passionate about nursing. We're passionate about moving our bodies. Maybe you're passionate about music and like multiple things. And we want to just talk to you guys and say, your passion should not be your purpose. Nursing is not our
Yeah.
purpose. Our purpose is to glorify God, shine his light, be kind and loving, be the salt and light of the earth. And
That's good.
that purpose is unchanging. And that's how our purpose should be. It should be able to be brought in every season, whether you're a student, you're in a minimum wage job, you're in the career of your dreams, or you're not. Just because maybe your passions aren't there right now, your purpose is there. You have purpose right now. Like, in as you're listening
Absolutely.
to this podcast currently, you have purpose. God has a purpose for you, and you can step into that and embrace that and take hold of
Yeah.
that. Like, tomorrow you can step out and you have purpose no matter where you're at. And
Right.
obviously the goal is to bring your purpose into your passions, because I just think that's
I mean,
amazing.
oh,
That's like the
absolutely.
dream.
That's so well said, Taya. That was good. Even
Long term,
I learned
hopefully
something
you
from
do.
that.
Yeah.
I
Thank you,
love
Jesus,
that.
for those words.
Put that on your heart. Yeah. I love when you say that your passion or your purpose should not or your passion shouldn't be your purpose. Nursing, we do love it, but it's not who I am. Sometimes gosh, I remember talking about this the other day. I was like, feel like every time someone comes up to me, the first thing they say, how's nursing? And I'm like, is that all I'm
I know.
associated to?
Yeah.
Like, is there anything else about my life that you'd like to know? Sometimes I'm
Right.
like, I don't want to talk about
Yes.
it. Or I
Yes.
do, but the first thing that I say, I take a big sigh and I'm like, well,
Like, it's
I love
good, but
it.
it's
Let me
hard.
convince you that it actually is amazing and I'm not upset with it.
Yes.
I just, it's hard and it takes a lot mentally and emotionally.
Right.
But I don't know. I don't want to just be defined by that. And I have to remember that's not all I'm defined. My purpose
Yeah.
is so much bigger than just what your passion is and just what my passion is. I have a lot of different passions and I love to move my body. I found ways that I can move my body more the end of last year and this year than I ever have. I've been eating so good and I feel
Yeah.
so good and I'm just happy to get in my new hobbies and running. Like these are
Yes.
my passions. You know, nursing is a passion. That's what I want to do. And my purpose, though, my one purpose that I know won't change today when I'm 40, when I'm 70, that purpose will not change. And that purpose is spreading as much of Jesus as I can. And that's so cool that that's you always have a purpose, no matter if you're where you are at in life. And if you're feeling stuck, like your purpose, you're living that out every day, even if you don't know it. You are beneficial to everyone's life every second, every day.
Yeah. And kind of going back to the last
someone's
episode,
thinking of you.
Like, you have the choice to be like, I want to embrace my purpose today. And, like, I'm supposed to spread Jesus' love. So, like, when I go to the grocery store today, I'm, like, actually going to really engage with the person that's like, checking me out. And, like, have a conversation, because you never know where that could lead. Or, like, you just walk differently when you, like, choose to embrace that you always have a purpose.
That's so true.
Because
you go to the grocery store and you just like smile at someone and you're like, like, sorry.
Me after our last episode driving my car was smiling because
so
it's
true.
The last episode of you.
Yeah, the last episode was good.
But because I also like, because an example I gave you is like, I may really want to start in L&D one day, but if that's my purpose and then I have to start in med surg, then I'm going to be a terrible med surg nurse because I'm putting all my purpose in L&D, but my purpose is unchanging. So whether I start in L&D or med surg, like I can bring purpose into that. And
no
like,
matter what
be
you do,
a
you'll
good
bring
nurse.
Purpose in. Yeah.
So
I think that's so true, to try and not just hold on to what you think is for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you hold on to what you think is for you, you'll get there.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of times where I've been like, I think this is definitely for me, and I do it and I'm like, I know this is for me.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's been a lot of times where I completely just don't. I lost my train of thought. We'll just cut that part out.
Okay. I actually have like a funny story.
Okay.
That like we had already knew. We knew that we were going to do this episode kind of. But it's kind of funny. But it actually so ties into this. Is a few weeks ago my mom and I were at Cava. Which, if you don't know what Cava is,
Cava's good.
Which you probably do, but if you don't, it's kind of like Mediterranean Chipotle, so you like order at the front and stuff, not super fancy.
Yeah.
And my mom and I were there, and, you know, it's not like a restaurant with a server, so it's not super usually super interactive. Like, people are just trying to, like, get through their jobs and, like, make some money. This worker was amazing. Like, I've never had this experience. She was like, because we were trying to order something for my brother and figure out what to get him. She's like, oh, this dip really goes good with this. And, like, you should get this. And, like, was just being amazing. And I walked out of there and I was like, Mom, was she not amazing? Like, I have never gone to a place like that. Like, usually they're just trying to get you checked out and go.
Right.
And I was like, that girl is, like, she has purpose where she
like,
is.
Like, you
right
feel like
now.
You shouldn't walk through those doors. You're like, ooh, I'm going to add more stress to their plate.
Exactly. I
Wait,
don't know.
that's so
It's funny
cool.
How that's something so simple and, like,
no, it is
such
so
low
simple.
expectations, but I was like, oh my gosh, like, she has to go to this job. At least she's making the most of it. And, like, that just made my entire day that she's like.
And she probably didn't even know. That's probably how, that's definitely how she just reacts to every customer.
Right?
Like, she's just loves her job that much. I love that story. Just that person's interaction that they had with you, you remembered. Even,
right?
I don't know, when was this?
This was like a month ago.
This is
probably.
A month ago, and you still remember.
I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah. Like, how nice they were and compassionate and caring.
Yes.
People don't realize how, like, you can just do that to anyone.
It's so simple.
And they will remember it.
Mm-hmm.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, and, like, maybe she is working on her degree or she's interviewing for jobs she really wants, but she's still going to her job and, like, being kind.
Right.
And having purpose where she's at. Your ministry, your purpose is where your feet are. So if you're sitting on your couch or in your car driving right now listening to this, you literally have purpose right now.
Yeah.
I really want to tell somebody that.
That's so true.
Yeah.
I love that. I think we can ask ourselves, and the biggest question that I honestly woke up every morning thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, why am I doing this? Like, what is your why?
Mm-hmm.
And I know my why now, but it did take a little bit for me to be like, why did I do this?
Yeah.
Like, why? When that's a big question. When no matter what profession you have, you will always get asked, what made you, you know, go into this profession?
Totally.
Everyone asks you that.
I love asking people
that
question.
I love it because it's so personal and
yeah.
it's so, everyone has a different story of how they've gotten to where they are. And I think that's so amazing. And it just goes to show that everyone in this world has somewhere that they're gonna be. And I don't know. It's so cool. We're all just so different.
Yes.
In this big world.
I know. Yeah, like, it doesn't matter what, you don't need to be a healthcare worker to have purpose and be loving like Jesus.
Right.
Like, yeah.
You can show it anywhere.
Yeah. And like, we just really want to, we obviously talked about so much in this episode.
I know. We kind of talked fast because we had so much to say, but we didn't want it to go over like 30 minutes.
Yeah. And we're just trying to make it feel like a conversation. We're structured.
Yeah.
So we'll have to
that was honestly, we had the topic. We were like, let's just talk about what we're so on fire for.
Yes.
And then we were like, all right, we'll just run with that. Yeah. And I just knew we were going to talk forever. So
yeah, hopefully y'all liked it. Like I said, they're getting an insight into what our phone calls are like.
Gosh, they're the best though. They really are.
Yes. We just kind of wanted to leave you guys and encourage you guys wherever you're at right now, or maybe tonight, sometime this week, take time to reflect and figure out what your why is, what your passions are, but also your purpose is, what your purpose is that's unchanging, that God has for you. I have a little post-it note on my mirror in my room. It's been up there since right before I started nursing school. It says, remember your why, whatever it takes, I'm going to do it. And it's never left my mirror since I started nursing school. And like, I just always look at it and I remember my why. And I tell myself, you're going to get through this. And so maybe you need to do that. Maybe you need to write in your notes app what your why is. So the next time somebody asks, like, or the next time too, like things get tough and you want to give up, you look at that to remember why.
Yeah. Like write down those hard times. Like what got you through? You know?
Yes. Yeah. And just write down, like, have your why ready when it's hard to look at.
Yeah.
To keep you going.
Yeah.
And
like, you're doing it for yourself. You're doing it for your family. Yeah, you're doing it for your dog. I mean, someone who's really close. Like, whatever you love in life and you're doing it for, it should definitely be yourself. But it also should definitely be, I think we do a lot of things we love for the people we love. So.
Yeah.
That hence why we just love doing our job too, is we just love those people that we can love on and help. So
yeah, for those of you that are nursing, this can apply to other jobs too, but I told you this a little bit ago and we wanted to say this in this episode, but I was at a family's fire academy graduation a few years ago, and one of the speakers literally has stuck with me and been in the back of my head every day ever since, said the people that you're showing up and caring for, obviously for firemen, like the jobs, like the calls you're showing up on, but the people that you're showing up and caring for are likely having the worst day of their life, hoping that you're having the best day of your life because you're about to provide them care in one of the hardest moments. So that's like,
I love that. Is
stuck with me.
I love that. I remember when you told me that and that stuck with me too. Yeah. And I was like, yeah. And I thought to myself, I was like, what does that actually mean? And like, what it means is they're having their worst day and you really, they're hoping that you're really having your best. So with that smile on your face, that does wonders for someone that in that position that you don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't know how much that really impacts them to just give them a smile.
Yeah.
And if you're really passionate about what you do and you really love what you do, that comes so easy. It doesn't feel like a chore. It just comes so naturally.
Yeah. Yeah. And it may be hard to go to your third 12-hour shift of a 3-shift stretch. You may not like it getting up, but at the end of the day, hopefully you feel passionate about what you've just done the last 3 days and it feels rewarding, and you may be so tired and your whole body may be so sore, but you're like, I provided good care.
Mm-hmm.
I am so passionate about my patients and I want them to get better.
Yeah. That's why I keep going back.
Yeah.
So there's something for you. If you keep going to work, I mean, there's something.
God has something for
there's you. Something there for you besides the fact they need to pay your bills. I mean,
yeah.
I can put food on the table, but there's a reason why it's on your heart. So, try to figure out why that reason is and share it with the world.
Yes.
It's exciting. I love to hear your guys' whys. So if you have any whys too,
tell us
your whys.
Yeah, it's so encouraging.
Yeah.
It's inspiring to hear other people's stories.
I love that. Well, Roy, we'll wrap it up because we know you guys are probably either on your way to school, work, anything,
class,
clinicals.
Ready to go make a difference.
So I'll just say a little short prayer, but bow your head, close your eyes if you can. If you're in the car, don't do it. But God, I just pray for everyone listening right now, and I pray if they are struggling with a passion or figuring out what they're here to do, that you just put clarity on their heart and give them new eyes and ears for what you have for them. And I just pray that everyone has a good week this week, and you calm anxiety about any tests that are coming up. calm anxiety about clinicals. I know at West Coast we are all in it together every 10 weeks. So first week of the term is always hard. So I pray everyone in West Coast that we just work together and are here for each other during this first week and our first exams go well. So thank you, Jesus, and amen.
Amen. Thanks, Kayla.
Yeah, of course.
Love you guys. Jesus loves you.
Yep. Bye, guys.